Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Pei Aleph. We are on the end of page Samach. We're about to turn on to page 120. Siman Reish Pei Aleph is Shlo Yichra Be'ulecha Anachnu Modim. That one should not bow when he's saying Nishmas and he gets to the words Ulecha Anachnu Modim. So the Mechaber says in Sif Aleph, Ein Lishchos Be'ulecha Levadcha Anachnu Modim. One should not bow when he gets to those words in Nishmas. She'ein Lishchos Ela B'mekomo She'amru Chachamim. We only bow in the places where Chazal told us. Zokta Ramah. V'nohagin shebishabbis ma'achrin yoser lovo lebeis haknesas mibachol. The minhag is on Shabbos that we go later to shul than we do during the week. Mishum debetamid sheyemos hachol nemer baboker. Because when it comes to the tamid shel shachar, which is corresponding to tefillah shachris, it says by the korban baboker. The eitzel Shabbos nemer uviyom hashabbos demashma ichur. So if during the week it says baboker, and then on Shabbos it says uviyom, so that's mashma that it's going to be later, and therefore the minhag is that we go to shul later on Shabbos. The Rambam then says on the top of page 120, v'nuhagin laharbos bizmiro shel Shabbos. The minhag is to add extra mizmorim in Psukei Dezimra and after Baruch Hu for Shabbos. Kol makom lefi minhago, each place according to its minhag. Ubechol dover im lo amaru emal zirin oso. But any of these extra zmiros, if one did not say them, he does not go back. Milvad im lo omar lekel asher shavas. Unless he did not say that fila of lekel asher shavas, then machzirin oso, then he goes back. V'yesh l'harich u'lahanim b'zmiros. When one is saying these extra kapitlach for Shabbos, so he should say them with a niggin. V'ein limchos b'marich b'hem. And one should not protest against those who are spending a long time saying them. Afa pi shamochem mechavim mishum bitl Torah. Even though the one who is protesting, his kavana is because it's wasting time from limud Torah, still one should not protest against them. U'mikomokom b'Shabbos v'yom tov lo yarech yoser midai. But still on Shabbos and Yom Tov, one should not elongate the tefillah too long. Kedei sheyochlu kodem shashishis, so that they should be able to eat their suda before the 6 hour. Kilakamon simen reish peiches. So let's begin the Mishabura. Now there is no Mishabura on the Mechaber, which is the name of the siman, that one should not bow at the words Ulecha Anachnu Modim. Like the Mechaber says, we don't add bows that we don't have from the Chachamim. But the Ramah said that the minhag is on Shabbos that we come later to shul and during the week. So says the Mishabura Sif Katan Aleph, Umikom Vakom Tzrichim Lizor Shalo Lavor Zman Kriyashma. Still, one must be careful that even though he's going later to shul on Shabbos, he should make sure he's not missing Zman Kriyashma. And Rashi in the Gilad of Chof Gimel is Mashma Shigam B'Shabbos Mitzvah L'mayer Likro Kriyashma Kivasikin. Rashi in Megillah is mashma that even on Shabbos, one should go to shul early in order to read Kriyashma Kivasikin. I'd like to just point out one note in the back of the Sefer on page 18, right in the middle, note number 1. What is the reason that Hatam Shema'achrin B'Shabbos as Korban HaTamid? So we said that the word Baboker is during the week, and on Shabbos it says Bayom, therefore it's later. But why is it that we are Ma'achir on Shabbos the Korban HaTamid? So the Ma'aril writes, and the Bach, that is in order that we should not be mevatel the sleep in the morning, because that is an onik Shabbos, and therefore the karbon is brought later. Says the Mishabura Vaiter Siv Katan Beis. We said in the Ramah that we are nohogin laharbos bizmiro shel Shabbos komagam lefi minhago ubechol dover im lo amaro emal zirno. So if you skip any of them, you do not go back. Says the Mishabura, hainu kol dover shemosifin bishvil Shabbos. Any added kapitloch that we say because of Shabbos, you do not go back. Vafilu nishmas. Even if one did not say nishmas, he does not go back. Now if you look in the Bir Halacha, on page 120, Bechodover, he says, I am the Mishabura Mashikasafti, Vafilu Nishmas. Look what I just wrote on the Mishabura, that even Nishmas you do not go back for, Humi Darke Moshe, that's not Darke Moshe. But then he says a very important thing. V'im Niskar Kishahishil Yishtabach. If a person started Yishtabach and he realized that he forgot Nishmas, Mistabra Sha'ad Shalo Omar Baruch Ato Hashem Kel Melech V'chuli, it makes sense to say that before he starts the end Baruch of Yishtabach, Yachzor L'Nishmas V'omar Kasafti. Seder, then he should go back to Nishmas and say it in order, Kimo Bizachreinu Umi Chamocho. Just like we have in the Aseret Yemei Teshuva, when we have the additional statements of Zachreinu and Michamocha, they're not Ma'akev, you do not go back for them, but if you're still in the middle of the Bracha, then you do go back. See, here also, if you already said Yishtabach, or you finished davening, you're not going to go back for Nishmas, but if it's in the middle of Yishtabach, and you're able to stop before the bracha, so then you should in fact go back to Nishmas and go straight through. The ayin b'chay odom klal yotes dinvav, then echar lovo lebeis haknesses. If one came late to shul on Shabbos, yoser tov shiyadalek mipsuke de zimra, it's better to skip other parts of psuke de zimra, velo yidalek nishmas. And one should not skip nishmas, kemosha kasa b'chay odom klal yotes dinvav ayin sham, like the chay odom says very strongly that you're never allowed to skip nishmas. If you look at note number 13, he points out that Bir Halacha just said that if you're in the middle of Yishtabach, you didn't say the end bracha, go back to Nishmach and say it in order. V'imnizkar la'achar mikein, let's say you only realized after Yishtabach that you forgot Nishmach, the Birkei Yosef says, sheyomar Nishmach achar Yishtabach. You should say Nishmach right then and there after Yishtabach. V'amincha Shabbos kosav she'ein lomar Nishmach achareish amar Yishtabach. The Mincha Shabbos says, once you're Yishtabach, you do not go back and say Nishmach. Continues the Mishabura Vaitis of Katan Gimel. So we said in the Ramah, that anything that you skipped, you do not go back. Milvadim lo omer lo kelash er shabbas. If you skip that paragraph of lo kelash er shabbas, which is after baruchu, so then we are machzirin oso. Says the mishabura, eina kavona shem machzirin oso lo birchas yotzer or. It doesn't mean that we send them back all the way to the beginning of the baruch of yotzer or. Elo la'achar tfilash mona esre yomar kach bli bracha. It just means after davening, if he forgot this part of the tfilah, he should go back and say without a bracha. And he should start from the word Shevach Nosim, which is right before that. If you look in the Shaar Tzion Os Beis, he explains why. Sorry, I'm reading the wrong base. The top line in the Shaar Tzion is based from this siman. This is the Magen Avraham. Umashik asafti v'yaschil. That which I wrote on the Mishaburin of Katan Gimel, you should start from Shevach Noslim, which is the end of Kel Adom, the Ilav Hochi Amai Yiyakoi. Because if you don't start from there, then what's it going on? You're just going to say, Lakel Asher Shavas, to Hashem that rested. What's to Hashem that rested? So Shevach Noslim, we give praise to Hashem who rested. So therefore, you don't go back to Lakel Asher Shavas, you're going to go from Shevach Nosim all the way through Lokel Asher Shavas, but like the Mishabura is telling us, this is not going back to the Bruch of Yotzer Or, but rather after davening, you are going to say these parts of the Tefillah. Continues the Mishabura at the end of the fourth line, Masha'en Ken Shar Zmiros, which is not the case by other Zmiros, whether it's in Pesukim or Zimra, afterwards, you're not going to go back for the special kapitlach of Shabbos, im shachach ein chiyuv la'omran achar atfila. If you forgot them, you do not go back and say them after davening. Note number 6 explains why is there a chiluk between lekel asher shavas and all the additional kapitlach that we say in psukah dezimah for Shabbos. Ubetam adavar kosav aruch hashulchan shebuchol mizmori haShabbos shemosifim b'Shabbos, all the added mizmorim that we add on for Shabbos. Shabbichol mizmori hashavach shemosifim b'Shabbos lo nizker Shabbos b'mufurish. Shabbos is not mentioned there explicitly. Elu mishum shiyom haShabbos hu yom menucha. Only because Shabbos is a day of rest, osifu lomar bo mizmorim elu. So they added on certain mizmorim. Ma she'enkein lekel asher shavas she'ikir kedusha she'Shabbos muskeres bo. There, the Iker Kedusha Shabbos is mentioned there, therefore it's more chashiv. If you skip it, you will be mashlim it after davening. The other kapitloch that are added for Shabbos, if you didn't say them, you will not say them after davening. Continues the Mishabura line number 6. The Nizkar Kodem Shamar Baruch Ato Hashem Yotzer HaMa'oros. If you realize your mistake, before you finished the Baruch of Yotzer, or before you said Yotzer HaMa'oros, Shalo Omer Lakel Asher Shavas, you realize then that you didn't say Lakel Asher Shavas, Efser Diyesh Lachzer Lahaschim Lakel Asher Shavas. Then it is possible that you would in fact go back in the middle of the bracha to Lakel Asher Shavas and say a keseder. That is the Prima Gadim Va'ayin Shom Shenisher Bazeh B'Tzarach Iyan. He leaves off with Tzarach Iyan if you should do that. Kosav achay odom mikomokom nirali shelo yedalek lechatchila hanusuch Lakel Asher Shavas o akol yoducha Kedei lehispalu b'tzibur. One who is running late, says the Chai Odom, do not leave off these parts of the davening which are after Baruch Hu in the Baruch of Yotzer Or on Shabbos. Do not leave off Lekel Asher Shavas or HaKol Yaducha in order to catch Tefillah B'tzibur, Sharei Kol Zeh Nizkar B'Zayar. These parts of Davening are all mentioned in the Zayar. Shma Mino Shenusel Bracha Kachi. So we see that is the proper Nusach of the Bracha on Shabbos, and therefore you should not skip it to catch Tefillah B'tzibur. Note number 7 points out, this is a chazara of what we had way back in Chelak Aleph and Siman and Beis. If it's Shabbos and you get to Shul late and you want to skip in order to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur, so we just said you don't skip these parts of davening that are after Baruch Hu. Rather, what should you do? We learned earlier in Nunbeis, Sheyadalik Masha Mosifim B'Shabbos Milvad Nishmas. You should skip the parts of Pesukei Dezimra that are added special for Shabbos. Those are the first things to go, but not Nishmas. V'yomar Pesukei Dezimra Kimo B'Yomos Achol. You should say the regular weekday Pesukei Dezimra Kihem Tadirim. And the reason is, Tadir V'Sheino Tadir Tadir Kodem, and therefore you would say the weekday Kapitlach over the Shabbos ones, but again, like the Chayadam says, you should not skip Nishmas. V'im yesh lo yoser zman, if you have more time, and you are able to say some of the special insertions for Shabbos, Yomer l'matzeach, l'dovah b'shanoso, and tefila l'moshe, sheim kodmin l'shar ha-mizmorim shemosifim b'shabbos, they take precedence over the other mizmorim that we add on Shabbos. One more point, note number 8. We said in the Mishnah Berurah, don't skip Lakelash Eshavas, don't skip Hakol Yaducha in order to catch Shmoneh Esrei. What about Keladon? So Lagabi Lakeladon, Lokasa the Mishnah Berurah Haim Ladalik Oso Kadei Lahaspik Tefillah B'Tzibur. The Mishnah Berurah did not mention if you should skip Keladon in order to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur. However, the Zohar writes, Gam Keladon, you should not skip. V'im Kein Lachora Ein Ladalgo Kadei Lahaspik Tefillah B'Tzibur. It comes out, what we're saying here, based on the Mishnah Berurah and the Zayar over here in the note, is that from Baruch Hu on, like always, you don't skip anything. That is the Nusach HaBracha on Shabbos, and you don't skip anything in that Bracha. Just like during the week, if one is late to Shul, from Baruch Hu, you say all the Birchas Kriyas Shema regular. This is all part of Birchas Kriyas Shema on Shabbos. You will not skip any of it to try to catch Tefillah B'Tzibur.
You have more time. That means Mitchila,
it's talking, that's a big discussion. What you're asking is actually Machlokas, the Chavos Chaim, and of Moshe, whether you could say Pesukei Dezimra out of order. So that's a very interesting Machlokas. The Mashmos of the Mishnah Berurah is one way, Rav Moshe argues, so that's a discussion. So Pashtus, it's saying that in the beginning, you shots up how much time you're going to have, and you add in accordingly. So that's a big Machlokas. Interesting Machlokas, but not for now. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Kotan Dalud. So the Ramah said, you should be marich ulahanim mizmiros, and you should say the extra kapitla for Shabbos with a tune. Hainu laomrim bin nigun sheish bo ni'imah, you should say with a nice nigun. Ke'ein she'osim psuke dezimra, like you say the rest of psuke dezimra. Avalo laharich harbe, again, you should not be too long in your singing. Ukfar hifligua kadmonim bignus ham bishorim ham arichim umafridim os mechaverta vetelim mechaverta. And already the kadmonim spoke at length, negatively about those who sing and they start elongating and separating letters from each other and words from each other. Ubiyoser motsui kilkul aide hanegunin bisiyam abracha. And the most time that it's a problem and it causes a kilkul is towards the end of a bracha, kishonim akol amen. When it comes time for the sibur to answer amen, that's where we get into a lot of problems. Lefa'amim onim kodim sheyasayim mamish habracha. Sometimes, because of the way the chazan is being menagi and the sibur ends up answering amen too early, v'lefa'amim arichim benigun achar siyum hateva v'onim be'efse godol amen. And sometimes their nigun keeps going after they finish the bracha and they're causing the sibur to not realize that and the sibur ends up answering too far away from the actual bracha. An interesting note over here, note number 11, ukishemarech achazim benigim betevos v'imru amin. When it's coming towards the end of different parts of Kaddish, and the chazan is elongating the nigin around the words imru amin, so we learned earlier in Siman Nun Vav, Sheyanu amen miyad. You should say amen right away. Velo yam tinu ad sheyasayim tevos elu. Don't wait for the chazan to finish his nigunim on the words of imru amen. Kevan shebetevos ubizman kariv. O betevos damiram ba'alma mistayemes habakasha. That is the end of the bakasha. Vitzorech miyad lanos amen. So if he's elongating, you know, the imru amen, don't wait till he finishes that to say amen. You're allowed to say amen already before that, right? When he says damiram ba'alma, you could say amen. You don't have to wait till he's says the Imru Amen, especially if he's schlepping it out too much, that gets into problems. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vaitis of Katan Hey. Sifkatan Hey is going on that which the Ramah said, that you should not protest against those who are elongating, even though your protest would be L'shem Shemayim, to avoid Bittul Torah. B'marach b'hem, u'mikomokom yesh lezor ma'od, shalo lavor zman kriyashma utfila ayidei zeh. But for sure one should be careful that through his elongating the songs, that he should not cause himself and everyone else to miss zman kriyashma utfila. If you look in the Shaar Tzion, Oz Dalet, he writes, this is from the Achronim, u'mutov lehispalo b'yechidi, it's better to daven by yourself, milikros ulispalo shlo bizmano. If you're going to miss zman kriya shma zman tefila, it's better to daven by yourself. So you want to make sure that the tefila b'sivur is not going to get extended beyond the zman of tefila. That concludes Siman Reish Pei Aleph and Mirtz Hashem. Tomorrow we will begin Siman Reish Pei Beis, which is discussing the halachas of kriyas atayra and nathir on Shabbos.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.